Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. I'm Bill Sturgeon. I got a great show today. A wonderful show. I'm starting with Jennifer Reynolds. She is the new head of the Ralph Friel Senior Center in Pittsfield, doing a magnificent job. I met with her yesterday, and I'm just so impressed that she hit the deck running, and she's already grasped everything. And with me also is Jane Bates. Jane runs one of the most spectacular programs, in my opinion, in all of Berkshire County. And that is the daycare center upstairs for people with dementia and Alzheimer's. It's a respite for the caregivers. And
correct.
It's been around. Janie will tell you how long it's been around. The only good thing is it's not been around as long as me. But but the bottom line in why I'm doing this, Jennifer's new, but Jennifer's got a ton of experience she has brought with her. She's already gotten grants for the Friel Center. And this is one of Pittsfield's gems. And to not use it if you're a senior is really a shame, because there's so many wonderful classes. Jennifer's going to go over some of them. She's tried to talk me into going into Tai Chi and stuff like that. And well, she doesn't know my history with exercise. I consider an automatic recliner a stressor. But the whole purpose, and I knew Ralph Friel, and I want to tell you, he's got to be in heaven looking down saying, boy, am I glad they named this place after me, because it's doing everything that it should be doing. And they're growing. First Friday Art Walks start up in May again. Jen's going to tell you they're going to have their artwork from some of the other folks there. So stay tuned with this, especially if you are a senior or your parents are seniors or your grandparents. There's a lot going on there, and there's a lot of real help. They still, Jennifer, help me with this, because God knows I need help. What is it? The first Tuesday of the month is the health department's there?
Yes, we have our walk-in wellness clinic on the first Tuesdays of the month. That is provided by the city health department, and they are just wonderful. You do not require an appointment, and the city's health nurse will, you know, your visit could include wellness screenings, medication reviews.
Yes.
Help with any mobility issues you may have, diabetes management, hypertension management. They can help with COVID-19 tests. They more recently have brought Narcan in, which is, important to have in your cabinet. Everybody has kids, neighbors. It's nice to be able to step in and help when you can. And they also offer nutrition counseling. And hopefully soon they'll be teaching a Matter of Balance class with us. So we haven't picked dates out, but they are fully trained and ready to go to teach Matter of Balance.
Yeah, and that's all walk-in, folks.
Yeah.
You don't need an appointment. You don't need a doctor's referral. You can walk in and ask the questions. And they are so good. And how I know a person who is having issues with diabetes medication, and they went there on a Tuesday, never been in there before. Now they are there. I was there the other day. I saw them. They were coming out when I was going in.
Yes. Our drop-in hours are 10 a.m. to noon.
And again, it's a service that's provided by people who want to be there, the staff. You go upstairs to Jane's operation up there, and I will tell you, it's amazing, amazing reports from people who have family there, relatives there. And they want to go. That the what I want to say is, I knew this one lady. Her husband, he got to be a wanderer, and but the problem was he was wandering in the middle of the night, so he would get up, get dressed, and head towards the door. And a couple of times he got out the door and done a big search, but he was resistant at first. But then in the mornings, he was, are we going to go? Even on the weekend mornings. So, how, Jane, we talked about, and Jane will take this for a minute. If you have someone with these diagnoses and you need a break, because I read an article not long ago where the caregiver sometimes get sick or dies before the person they're caring for. And we
This
saw
is
that,
true.
Jane.
That's true. And we are a respite service for caregivers. So while their loved one is with us in the Happy Club, they know they can go and do whatever they need to do and know that the individual is safe, being stimulated, providing socialization for them. So we try to make the individual very happy while they're in the Happy Club, and that makes the caregiver happy,
Sure.
and everybody is glad to see each other at the end of the day,
Yeah.
hopefully.
Yeah.
And we try to wear them out a little bit so they are calmer in the evening for their caregiver. And it's very easy. You can just call us. Call me, and people are welcome to come and view the program. They can bring their loved one with them and they can check us out. So it's not unfamiliar to them or something scary. And then we encourage them, the staff and the other clients, we encourage them to come back and to spend a day with us. Most times they do. And then they become a member of the Happy Club. And we love it. So yeah, it's a little bit of everything from everybody to make it work.
And again, folks, the bottom line is this. It is a respite for the caregiver, but it's a safe, creative, caring, compassionate place for the person suffering from the disease.
Yes.
And today, to me, in this crazy world, that truly is the place to be if you have this diagnosis. And they're going to be better off, and you're going to be better off because you'll be able to, ready, take a nap if you want. Because that's one
That's right.
of the things, I don't know, Jane, I don't want, but that's one of the things that people with someone with Alzheimer's are doing. They don't sleep that well. They're like, every noise, they're waking up all night.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Our program is designed for people with dementia. So, all day long, we change activities every hour. So, all day long, they're kept busy. And and it benefits them emotionally, mentally, and physically. We try to keep them moving so that the caregiver can be assured that their person is happy and having a good day. They have a full lunch. So yeah, it's really quite simple. They just need to call us and we'll try what we can to get them in.
And they do, and once they're there, they and as I said, I repeat myself, I'm not too far from your club, Jane. As I tell people, they say, "Well, you repeat yourself on the radio." I said, "When you get to be 78 years old, you're gonna repeat yourself too." Now, Jen, Jennifer came, and I want Jennifer to share her experience because when I say she hit the deck running. She hit the deck running. She's got a really a solid background, and I'm glad the city hired her. And I mean that because I don't know who else put in for the job, but I do know it takes a special person. I've met Jennifer. In my humble opinion, she's the special person for this job, for this community. So, Jennifer, just take a couple of minutes and go over your Your really wonderful background.
Thank you for your kind words. So I'm originally from Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and through job changes in my parents' lives, I ended up on the East Coast. Most recently, I was the director of the Berniston Senior Center in Berniston, Mass. And prior to that, I had spent 13 years in the town of Amherst, and I worked in their senior service, senior center. I really had a great connection with a lot of the seniors. In Amherst, there was quite a few that were professors. There were some that were
Yeah.
new citizens to America. There was homeless individuals. But I enjoyed working with all of them and helping them in whatever way I could, or supporting them in whatever way I could. Same in Berniston. Berniston was a very rural senior center. So I learned how to be very resourceful there.
Yeah, that.
A lot of grant funding to keep programs going. I had met Jim Clark a couple of years ago, and he was presenting at our Massachusetts Council on Aging conference about Janie's program, the Supportive Day. And I was just really inspired and really impressed with what Jim had to report. So when I saw Pittsfield was looking for a director, I
Yeah.
jumped on the opportunity. It really was a great move for me. I like being in a busy downtown city center. I really enjoy working with the people of Pittsfield. There's a lot of GEers here and vets
Yeah.
and school teachers and nurses and just people from all walks of life. Something else that I really admired is it seems to be quite a few New York transplants up here. And I did go to high school and college in Long Island, New York. So
So you have a lot of fellow Long Islanders up here with you.
yeah, strong Islanders.
Yeah. I had a guy years ago. I said, "Oh, you're from Long Island?" He said, "No, I'm from Long Island."
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. But we are fortunate to have you, and I mean that sincerely. And let me tell you why. Already, please tell us about the Taconic Foundation grant.
So my first grant that I've received here was just awarded this week from the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation's Arts Build Community Initiative, and that is funded partially from the Barr Foundation. But we applied for a Heart to Heart for the Happy Club, which will cover costs for therapeutic music programs,
Oh, cool.
therapeutic art programs, and programmings that are around sensory. So the Janie's program, the Supportive Day program, is a social model that helps delay nursing home admissions while
Yes.
providing caregivers with relief. We need to have fun activities that participants can do. When you have great activities, the participant remain active. They build relationships with each other in a group, and they really gain a sense of accomplishment and pride.
Yeah. And you can see that when you go in there, so many of these people leaving a class, they're upbeat, they're happy, they're chatting. And to me, and I have to say this too for your predecessor, when COVID hit, the Commonwealth, or as I refer to it, the common poor of Massachusetts, came up with this go online and register to get your COVID shots. Well, I just want you to think about this. The catch group for people was 65 and up. The computer program would take a 14-year-old to do it because it was so advanced. 65. The senior center and Jim Clark and the team. They registered thousands of people for their COVID shots. So it it's a fun place, but it's also, and I what Jennifer brings and Jane brings, it's a functional place for seniors to go. We talked about the first Tuesday from 10 to noon of every month is they have health people there from the health department. And Jane, if you just recap that again for us, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, so the first Tuesday of every month from 10 to 12, the Pittsfield Board of Health is here operating a walk-in wellness clinic. So you are not required to make an appointment. You can get help with wellness screening, medication reviews, get help with if you have mobility issues. They can help with diabetes management, hypertension management. Again, you can still get help with COVID-19 issues, whether you're looking for a vaccine or test. They also offer nutrition counseling, and a couple of them are trained in matters of balance. So if you're having experiencing balance
Yeah.
issues, they can help you with some suggestions, recommendations. So they're a wealth of knowledge.
And it's free.
And
And
it's
you don't
great.
need a referral from a doctor. You don't need all the mumbo jumbo that you have to go through to find out anything from you. You can go there, and then if necessary, those folks will help you get whatever you need to go further. Jane, you made an interesting. How long has this program been going on? I'm amazed.
Over 30 years.
Wow.
It's over 30 years, but we're always trying to reinvent it and do more. And so with Jennifer on board with the Berkshire grant she
Right.
just won, that benefits us. That brings in a whole host of new things for us. That's very exciting. We're excited. So it's not, we don't just play games every day. We do different things. We bring entertainment in. We bring educational programs in. We go out and take them out into the public.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, there's so many wonderful things about Supportive Day, but also with Jennifer involved, that really, really has enhanced our program, I will say. And she explained the program better than me, and that just proves how good she really is.
Yeah. And I think what I sensed yesterday when I was there, and I'm sensing it getting reinforced again today. It's a team effort. You
It
know,
is
Jennifer
team.
came as I, Jennifer likes to, you know, and Jane likes to say, you know, I've got a great, and I like to say, that's what Robert Kraft said when he had Brady. And then Brady left, and I don't know what happened, but it is true that the quarterback really sets the tone. In my opinion, I've been around all over the world, from South Africa to the Netherlands. The leader sets the tone, and I just applaud Jim Clark for coming in there and doing that. Jane, your contribution on a daily basis to this community. Not just the Friel Center, but to the people in this community is priceless. And now Jen's
Oh.
come and she's at a dead run. And the thing is, and what I picked up from her yesterday, I don't want to embarrass you, Jennifer. She's enjoying it. She's at a dead run, outsprung like a rubber band, but she's enjoying it. And when I see that, I just think, boy, that whoever was on the board, whomever was on the board, obviously picked the right person for the job. And Jennifer, since you've come there, what's been the most challenging?
I think just learning the community. If you don't know your community, you don't know who you're serving.
Yeah.
So it's just getting the time to go out and meet everybody. There's so much going on in the city of Pittsfield. I can't do it all. And that to me is challenging because I want to do it all and I want to meet everybody. I'm very fortunate. You talk about our boards, our Council on Aging board is just so dynamic. And I plan on leveraging them in every capacity that I can. Right now, our chairperson is Teresa Bianchi. She's been a strong advocate for Council on Aging for many years. She knows the city inside and out and, where to access resources. Our past chairperson, Mary Ann Hyatt, she runs Berkshire County ARC.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she is just tremendous.
Yeah.
She recently invited me to a legislative breakfast with all our area legislators and allowed me to speak a little bit about our transportation issues that we're facing. And just everybody on that board is really dynamic. So I'm really pleased about our Council on Aging.
Yeah, and it's a whole other area we're going to get into after the break, and that is the transportation. It's available from the senior center, but also their trips. They go on wonderful trips, and we'll talk more too about how you can become, even though you're 33, and you're never going to get old. I thought that too. Not there isn't a part that isn't broken. So just get ready. But you can become a friend of, and it's a huge amount of money, huge. Jen, how much is it?
You can become a friend of the Pittsfield Senior Center for $10 per year. And when you
can afford it now, I know it's a big bite, but tell them all they get. Tell them all they get for that. It's really cool.
Sure. So it's tax deductible and you can get $5 off all trips. You can get free meals at our parties and a free cup of coffee or tea every day.
That's right.
Monday through Friday. And you would get that in our friend's box office cafe. It's located on the first floor where you walk in at. The box office cafe, I can't say enough good about it. It's a hot spot for socializing and meeting people. You can start your day with a midday meal or breakfast. Our chef Katie is serving up all kinds of options every day. This week is actually International Food Week, so every day it's a different dish from a different culture. If you're more a breakfast person, we have bagels and eggs. I guess she makes the best egg sandwiches ever.
Cool.
And it's all, really affordable. I think coffee, if you're not a friend, is 75 cents.
That is affordable.
And grilled cheese is available every day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and interesting you say that. I had a grilled ham and cheese last night for dinner. So, I love grilled ham and cheese. If you've not been there and you're a senior, my job today is to let you know what's out there and to take away your excuses.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as we age, staying active isn't just about movement. It's about living fully. It's about keeping our bodies strong so you can keep up with your grandkids or your kids, taking morning walks with your friends, and just to continue doing the things you love to do.
Yeah.
You want to keep your mind engaged and your heart connected. We believe that every person, no matter what their age is, deserves to feel capable and included. We offer lots of exercise classes, wellness programs, and activities, and all of them bring people together. And that's really the bottom line, is bringing people together.
Yes.
Because if you're happy, you're going to live a longer, more independent life.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do it alone. That's why we're here with our doors open. We have games, a lot of men up in our pool room playing pool, bridge, mahjong, Scrabble, bingo, Our pitch club is just starting back up.
Oh, cool.
Two of our greatest things in my mind are the woodworking shop. We have a shop that's fully equipped. You can come down with your projects, work on your project. And we also have a ceramics class with a kiln. Those meet on Monday and Thursday from 9 to 12. But if you're an artist, we also have quilting, poetry writing. We have art
Oh,
studio.
wow. Yeah. The going back to the ceramics, I know the teacher.
Yes.
And she's excellent. And I know people who've in fact excuse me. Got a little coughing spree here. I've seen a lot of her work and it and people I know love that class. I mean, they sign up for it and stay with it all for a long time.
Yeah. Janie has recently helped me get a new group going. We have a caregiver support group that's meeting April 10th at 1 o'clock, and it's hosted by the Supportive Day program, and it's facilitated by Wingate Residences at
Oh,
Melbourne Place.
wow.
So this support group offers a safe place for people to discuss their stresses, their challenges, any trouble they may be experiencing, but it's free to come, and we're just there to support.
And again, we go back to you go in there when you get there. Tell the people at the desk this is your first time. You saw Jane and Jennifer and a fat bald guy on television, and they said that you should go in and look around.
Yeah.
And I'm serious about that because there's so much to do. I don't care if you go one day a week. That you'll mark that day, trust me. I know people who do it. They go a couple days a week and they don't call them on Tuesday 'cause they're going to the senior center. And that's the atmosphere, that's the environment. You're welcomed there. That's the way I feel. And I go in there even when Jim Clark was there and he had a restraining order against me. But I sat and I wore sunglasses and a hat. He didn't recognize me. So we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with what I consider very important stuff. All of it's important. But this is transportation and for the senior center provides free of charge. But there's some requirements, and it's like RSVP. They take people to medical. You can't call the morning of your medical appointment. You got to give them advance notice. They're not a bus, they're a transportation unit. This is 89.7 WTBR FM, simulcasting on PCTV. We are also broadcasting now. Jane, you're going to be known, you're going to be famous in Southern Berkshire now. Not just Pittsfield and Jennifer on 88.1 FM. We've expanded our listening audience. Please stay tuned. We're going to give you some numbers. We're going to give you, a little bit more of an overview. And I am going to discuss where you can park when you come to the senior center. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Struggling with technology? Can't find reliable information online? Ready to toss your phone? PCTV is here to help. From filtering emails to making video calls, our free digital navigation services have you covered. Visit us at 4 Federico Drive, Pittsfield, or call 413-445-4234. Our friendly navigator will help you step by step, even if you don't know where to start. Brought to you by PCTV and the Alliance for Digital Equity, bridging the digital divide one connection at a time.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We are back. I have with me today, I am so excited about this show because I'm getting to let people know about the daycare program they have there for people with Alzheimer's or dementia. Jane Bates is the director. Marvelous lady. And our new senior center executive director, replacing Jim Clark, Jennifer Reynolds, and she has a plethora of experience. I don't know what that word means. I heard somebody use it the other day. But there's so much going on at the senior center, and it's all happening. Now, Jennifer's got some stuff she wants to tell us about, because I think it's very important that we know this stuff. New things that are happening, trips. It's just amazing. And the telephone number. So if you want to find out more about the day program, the daycare program, you call, you set up an appointment with Jane. Maybe chit-chat on the phone. And then Jane recommended this, and I agree 200% with her. Come in. Look around. Bring not you initially, you the caregiver, and then bring the person that's going to need the care. Jane will fill you much more than I can. But you'll find out when you walk in there, it's an engaging, caring environment, and you'll be happy to be there. Plus, you can get something to eat and drink. I mean, coffee. Jen, you've got some stuff coming up that's kind of important. I'll get those dates out if you'd like.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. So we were talking about the First Friday Arts Walk in downtown Pittsfield. So we will be a new participant in that. The first one is May 2nd from 5 to 8, and we will be featuring artwork from seniors, including people from Janie's Supportive Day Happy Club, people living with dementia and Alzheimer's, and we will be borrowing some artwork from the Berkshire County Alzheimer's Partnership.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. We hope people can stop down, check it out, pay us a visit, pick up our newsletter. So that's coming up. And then we have, we were talking before about our friends group. They have some traveling seniors club. And we have a trip on May 22nd going to the Titanic exhibit in Boston. You can visit the Titanic exhibit at the Saunders Castle at Park Plaza in Boston. And then they have another trip for Boston Duck Tours with lunch at Venezia on August 26th. So we ask that you sign up 2 weeks in advance and pay when you sign up. And typically the bus leaves from the front of the building. We ask everybody to park in the back. But you can call 499-9346 for information on our trips or the Happy Club or anything that we may have going on. We also have a Caregiver Expo on April 24th from 2 to 6. It's very much like an open house. So if you've never been here, it's a great opportunity to stop in, see what's going on. If you're a caregiver, we'll have lots of resources for you. It's a show you're not going to want to miss.
Yeah. Because when, as you guys know, but for some of the listening audience and viewing audience, when something, a diagnosis like this hits, Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever, people panic. What I think Jennifer's saying and Jane is saying, they can be a resource to you. Don't panic. Get educated. Panic only creates panic. Education creates solutions. I just made that up. That's pretty good for an old guy like me. Because I don't remember what I said. I have to watch it on the reruns. But seriously, I know people who had this happen. We had it happen. You know, a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, that's a kick in the gut. And especially when, Jane, you're better phased at this. But like some of the early stages, the person doesn't seem to be that. They have off moments. This is what I was told. They have off moments. Well, as the disease progresses, those off moments become more frequent. Is that pretty safe?
Yes, that is. I must say it's never too soon to come and inquire about the Happy Club. People wait too long, and then the adjustment or transitioning into a new environment is difficult. So when they get the diagnosis is when they should be contacting us at the senior center, because we can talk about it, we can prepare, we can show them the program, and the sooner the better. It benefits the individual much more if they're doing something, if they're in a place where others are just like them and they don't stand out. They can feel comfortable, and the caregiver can feel comfortable that they're okay for the day and they can go out and take care of themselves. So, and like Jennifer said, there's other resources here for Alzheimer's, the support group. We're there to help, to support you, to find resources. We really, truly care. It's about all of them. And again, it's a team effort. Yeah. All of us here care. We'll do what we have to do to make it right. And if we really, really can't do it here, then we'll make sure that we can find a place where someone else can give them the resources that they need. So it's never too soon. Come, we'll help you. We'll direct you. Yeah.
And folks, you'll learn as much by going. The sooner you get there, you'll also learn for like indicators and things that you can be prepared for. All of a sudden you just come in the room and they're sitting there naked because they felt like doing that day. Well, that was a real life with us. You know, and I'm just saying, don't delay. You know, no one wants to admit it. I think, Jane, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a hard pill to swallow.
Very hard. Yes. People are still embarrassed. They're still in denial, or they don't think anyone else can care for the individual as well as we can. I understand all of it. I really do.
Yeah.
But they're doing a disservice to themselves and to the individual, and we'll help with that. We can talk about it. We can talk hours. It doesn't matter. We'll help.
Yes.
Somehow, some way.
There's a resource there. Think about it.
Yes.
There's a resource that can help the person with the disease. As importantly, and I'm saying this, as importantly, it can help the caregiver. Because speaking from the real life experience, it can be, there's days that can be really challenging. And that's a nice word.
Yes. It does. The program isn't a cure for everything, but it really does delay a lot of the issues that they can't sit home and not be stimulated. It does not help. It really, the progression is faster. They need to be out here in public with us,
right,
with the other people of the center. Yeah, it does. It's really good medicine.
And I want to just drive that point home, and then I want to talk about parking and transportation before we run out of time. Sitting at home, Jane just nailed it. I don't know whether they go back into themselves or what, but we saw initially didn't want to go out. Well, you know, and then we saw the progression seemed a lot quicker than we started to get out. And all of a sudden it was like slowed up. It didn't stop. It progressed, but it was at a different pace. And that's non-clinical, non-scientific. That's just two people that lived with some or took care of somebody who had Alzheimer's. The other thing I want to say too, is that, they both brought it out. Seniors tend to isolate. I don't know why. I really don't. But it's not good for us. I'm a senior, so I can say that. And most of you know I'm out and about creating havoc everywhere I go. But at least I'm having fun doing it. And don't just sit in your home. I know a lot of people, a lot of seniors, and they've told me this, listen to this or watch this program. And I appreciate that, but I'm trying to give you an outlet. And the outlet is the Ralph Fryo Senior Center on North Street. And Jennifer's going to tell you about the transportation piece. And I'm going to tell you quickly, and Jennifer's going to expand upon it. You can get parking. And you know, this is a good friend of mine. Ah, Bill, the parking on North Street. Ah, for God's sake, you can't get a place on North Street. You don't need a place on North Street. They got parking behind for the senior center. They give you a little sticker for your car. The only thing is everybody knows you're old, but who cares?
That is correct. So if you'd like to come on down and visit us and you have a vehicle, we do have a large parking lot out back. We do, you know, have permits for the parking lot, so you can park close. If you're just visiting for one time and don't want to get a sticker, there is a row behind our lot that's free to park in for up to 3 hours. So don't let parking become a barrier in getting here. If you don't have a car, we do have transportation. We have a wheelchair accessible. We have two wheelchair accessible COA vans that operate Monday through Friday. Our van drivers are here 8 to 4. They do pick up and provide transportation for the Happy Club. So we usually schedule all rides around the Happy Club. And they travel the Pittsfield area. Our vans can take you to medical appointments, shopping. They can take you to personal appointments. There is a small fee. It's $3 one way. But we do have punch cards, and I brought this up to show you. It's a discounted punch card. You could buy it for $25, so that brings it down to like $250 a ride. And then it's prepaid. You don't have to handle the cash. That's a great discount. And just to give you a little idea about our van drivers, we have two, Todd Casey and Joanna Deshanik. They are top notch drivers. I tell you, in the senior center world, I've seen my fair share of drivers, and they are the most professional. They are safe drivers. Joanna, she's kind of a comedian, so you might get some jokes on your ride. She's very funny.
That's good.
But they really are here to help you, and they want to get you moving around. We do ask that you call a day in advance, at least the schedule. But if you know you have a doctor's appointment coming up a month from now, give a call.
Yeah.
Get that scheduled in. We do give priority to medical appointments. But, you know, don't get stuck home. Give us a call and we'll come pick you up.
Yeah, and that's really great advice, because today I know from my own experience, when you leave the doctor's, your next appointment could be 3 months from now. It's not like tomorrow. So and make sure you do that so that they get you on the schedule. And it's a service that's provided, and I strongly encourage people to take advantage of it, and they will bring you to the Ralph Friel Senior Center. And guess what? They'll take you home, and get you out. I mean, the goal is to get people out, moving around, socializing, talking, even about the craziness in the world today. It's fine. You can talk about it. It really is. The other piece with the parking too, it really, and I want to reinforce what Jennifer just said. That should not be a reason for you not going, because there's ample parking. If you don't want to get the sticker on your car, that's you can stay for 3 hours. Think about that. You drive to the senior center, you take a course that lasts an hour, hour and a half, whatever, 40 minutes. You got 3 hours of free parking. You go down, you can have a coffee, you can have a sandwich, and you can go home. But it, what has it done? What has it accomplished? It's got you out of the house. It's got you talking with people. You know, I think back when there used to be a commercial. You remember the young mother? She had like a little kid, and all day she da 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 da, and her husband came to the door on his way home, and she started da da yeah, dada's home, blah blah. It's almost the same with seniors. If you only talk to yourself all day, that's a boring conversation. And if you watch TV all day, you're losing your mind. But really, Jen, one last question I ask. What's been the most enjoyable part of your new job, other than meeting Jim Clark and I?
That's a hard one to beat.
Yeah, a baseball bat, perhaps.
My favorite part of this job just truly is the people. There's a lot of dynamic people that come through this building, a lot of interesting people, people eager to share. Just one person that comes to mind is our osteoexercise instructor, Trudy. She's been teaching. Volunteering for years. She's volunteered over 16,000 hours. She's
Wow.
98 years old and still running an exercise class that is attended by a lot of people. And then they have their little coffee group after the class. And if Miss Trudy is very inspirational for anybody at any age,
Yeah.
She's just very classy and shows up every day and gives it her most. And she works very hard to make everybody feel included and seen. And God bless her. She's amazing.
You know, it's people like that. It's your ceramics instructor. It's Jane and the staff up there. There are easier jobs. And you, I mean, you know the complexities of being a senior. I mean, you've had it, Jane's had it. And I guess for us that are seniors, we may not think that we're different in some ways, but I think my wife's on volume 43 of my differences. But oh no, those are my faults. But anyhow, all kidding aside, please take advantage of the Friel Center. It is a gem for this community, and in the last one, and I throw this out to both of you. Do you think the budget cuts at the federal level will affect any of your programs?
I don't know. A lot of our programs are protected by the Older Americans Act. I have not seen that one being scrutinized, but I have heard a lot of fears around Meals on Wheels. But I have to tell you what, I'm up for the challenge.
And I'm with you.
I don't take no for an answer. If I need money, I'm going to go find it. I don't care if I have to beg. Or fill out 100 grant applications. You know, you're not going to knock us down here. We're a strong team, and we seriously want to help our seniors, and nothing's going to stop us from doing that.
I will do anything and everything that I can to ensure and promote and raise Cain. I was going to say another word, but I don't know if you can say it anymore. Because you're vital to an entire group of Americans who need services. That I guess that's it. I mean, I realize, I go up a flight of stairs, I have to get my oxygen. So what you do on a daily basis, all of you do that work there, we need to make sure it does not get sacrificed under the guise of national debt. I'm sorry. I better do this or we'll all be in trouble. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti in the mayor's office, Peter White in the city council, and or the person who's trying to get their bike ready for the cross-country ride they're planning this summer. I don't know why you could take a plane, but that's up to you. I do want to thank you guys. You've been so wonderful, so accommodating, and you give so much. And I think I'm glad I could do this program. I'm glad I could spotlight you guys and all of you there because, again, it's a gem, and we've got to ensure that this gem doesn't get hurt. So I don't want you to take this as a threat, but you'll be on more often. I'm here for both of you. I'm here for the whole center. Anything you got going, just get it to me, and I'll announce it. Again, one more time, Jen, Art Walk and the other thing you got going.
Our art walk is May 2nd from 5 to 8. And our caregiver expo in partnership with the Berkshire Alzheimer Association is April 24th from 2 to 6. We'd love for anybody to pop in, even if you're younger and want to check it out for your parent or your neighbor. Everybody is welcome to pop in and see what we have going on. And I'd be happy to sign you up for our newsletter.
Yeah.
You can receive it through email or you can pick up a physical copy here.
Sign me up. You've got my email. So, and Jane, I don't know how to thank you for all in your team, for all that you do for so many families. And you've been doing
it. Thank you.
No, for a very long time. And, you know, too often the general public doesn't know of all these wonderful things that are going on. So when they come time to say, well, let's cut that out of the city budget or let's cut. Whoa, time out. Nope. I'll be like I say, like a crazy man. But there are people who think I already am. But I will support you 100%. You've been wonderful, and I want to thank you, Jennifer, for coming here.
Thank you for having us. I really appreciate it.
Well, and thank you for the snafu. I got no what happened, but I say this. I'm gonna a couple of announcements. I'm gonna let these ladies go, but I say this and I mean it. And I know it offends some of you. I get your hate mail. God bless. And remember, today, let's, like they do, lift somebody's burden. Make them laugh. Make them happy. Make them forget their troubles. We're all in this together. We need each other. Believe me when I tell you, we do need each other. Kindness costs nothing. Thanks, ladies. I got a few announcements. If you want to stay and listen to what's going on this year at the Berkshire Theater Group, go ahead. But otherwise, you can run. I don't take this as a threat, either one of you. I'm going to stop in and see you.
That sounds great.
All right. Don't tell Clark, whatever you do, because he'll put the restraining order back in. All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, folks, I got a couple of announcements that I want to share with you. And that is St. Mary's Bingo. Yes, sirree. And that's happening on April the 12th, May the 10th, and June the 6th. Doors open at 12:30. Game starts at 2. Come and support the children of St. Mary's School. Full bingo program, charitable lottery, great bingo 50-50s. Cash prizes can be up to $599. That's pretty good. Multiple large cash winners. And the best door prizes, 50-50 raffle. If you want more information, please call 413-243-1079. St. Mary's Bingo. I'm a big supporter of Catholic school education. I'm a big supporter of any private school invitation, invitation. A mind is a terrible thing to lose. Also, coming up, this is important. It's probably one of the most important things the city does. On April 19th at the Common, the 79th annual Egg Extravaganza. Egg hunt scheduled for Saturday on the Common. It's going to be wonderful. Bowie the Clown's going to be there. There's going to be face painting, BTC magic brushes, BTC family entertainment as well. Appearance by, the bunny rabbit. So there you go. The egg kicks off at 10 a.m. and will be divided into, and I think this is brilliant. It's going to be divided into 5 different age groups. That's nice. It's good for the kids, the young kids. Also, Hot Plate Brewing Company, I wanted to let people know this. They're on School Street there. Was named 3rd best new brewery in USA Today poll. So I think that's great for Pittsfield. And thank you for opening up in downtown. An afternoon of golf. This is near and dear to my heart. For Soldier On. The links at Worthington, Worthington, Mass, the golf course. Friday, May 23rd, 2 p.m., shotgun start with dinner and awards to follow. It's really, please support Soldier On. They do a wonderful job, and there's a lot of veterans in need. And I can't tell you how much I think of what Soldier On has done through the years. And you can call Casey DeSico at 413-207-4746 say you heard it on this program. But it's a wonderful, wonderful operation, and I can't say enough about it. Also, I want to thank you all for listening and staying tuned. I'll be having an announcement coming up pretty soon. I'll share it with you on the radio. But take care of yourselves. It's crazy times. Don't let it get you down. God bless. Talk to you soon. And thank you so much for being part of this program. I really mean that.